peace, love, and light, everybody. This is, man, bittersweet moment here on Minds Like Minds podcast as we venture into another season, a different direction, you know, but at the same time, it's really exciting, you know. Anybody who's been a fan of the show for the past four seasons know we've pretty much talked about everything. You know, we've had guests from every single aspect that you can possibly think of, from from religion to energy healing to psychics and metaphysics to, you know, the business side of cannabis, entrepreneurship from a female perspective. You name it, you know, the connection of the mind and body, all these different things. But the main thing is that Minds Like Minds has always been a podcast that's ultimately wants to help you all become the best version of yourself. And that's what we're going to continue to do. But here in season five, a few different changes. Number one, my brother, Chef Definition, is not going to be joining us this season, and he's on his own journey. And if you want to see me and Chef Definition, make sure you check out the lounge. That's me, Chef Definition, and MA2T's, aka A Cups, Matthew Thomas, as well. And we have fun on there. We talk some real shit, and we get into a lot of different topics. But the direction I'm going, the direction we're going in season five of Minds Like Minds is going to be more on the health related tip. And that's kind of where my journey has taken me. Anybody who has been along this journey with me for the past 5 years knows that where I started and as I've grown, as I've developed, I've adopted some new philosophies. And, you know, those philosophies will always be the center of this podcast. You know, this podcast is about, you know, sharing that with the world. And, you know, it's never to say that my philosophy is the only way. It's really to just be a testament of my own philosophies and show how they have helped me in a myriad of different ways when it comes to life. So I want to focus on health. And particularly in this episode to kick off season five, I want to talk about the spiritual aspect of diet and health and why that is so important. And for those of you who don't know, I am R.L. Malpica, a philosopher of natural health. You know, also the CEO, founder of AkashaFlix, the CEO of a new venture that I'm excited to announce. I'm the CEO of House of Healing Production Media. So we got a lot of things coming out there, you know, but Minds Like Minds is always going to be my baby. This launched it all, everybody. For my listeners who have been here from the jump, I mean, thank you so much. And all the new ones and everyone who's come along the way. This has been such an amazing ride. and look, this is episode 100. 100 episodes. And each episode, like, the cool thing is you can go back throughout these 99 episodes prior to this one, and there's something for everybody. Like, we've talked about it all. We've cried on here. We've laughed on here. We've gotten deep on here. We've argued on here. We've had, you know, serious debates. And the main thing, though, is we've grown on here. And we're going to continue to do that. So I really want to get into the spiritual aspects of diet and health. Because I'm telling you right now, if you're on your journey, you know, wherever that may be, whether you're the beginning, the middle, or, you know, you may think that you've conquered it all. You know what I'm saying? Which is usually the ego speaking. But you're never going to get to where you want to be if you don't take care of the health aspect first. I shouldn't say first, but it is a huge part of it. Unfortunately, society kind of, you know, dictates how we see health, has indoctrinated us on what we think is health, and kind of pushed us on a path of honestly just on a path to disease and sickness, and have made us okay with that. And it's really unfortunate. But I'm here to help everybody, you know, who may have questions about that, to help them get back on the path. So I'm dedicating this entire season to health, to my philosophies on health. All the questions that arise when you think about making a change in health, because there's so much information out there. And look, who am I to say what's misinformation and what is the real information? All I know is there's a lot of information. And when you have a lot of saturated information out there, it's hard to make those decisions. My entire goal when it comes to health is to keep it as basic as possible and go with the most logical aspects of health, the things that make the most sense. And what's amazing is that when you think about nature, nature provides you with every answer you'll ever need. If you go out there and you go, you know, observe nature, it's going to give you every answer. And if you go observe nature and then you compare it to what society has indoctrinated us and conditioned us with thinking health truly is, you'll see a major contrast. And that's sad. Because we're talking about health here. We're not talking about entertainment. We're not talking about, you know, even finances. You know, those things pale in comparison to what we're talking about health. We're talking about our life, our livelihood, our vitality. And, you know, if you think that health falls behind those things I just named, then that's something that you have to work on yourself, you know. Because, like, if you're not healthy, if your family's not healthy, then how can you thrive? How can you achieve the things you truly want to achieve? Because at some point, that lack of health is going to come to the surface, and you're going to have to deal with it. The spiritual aspect of health and diet, like, to me, it was one of the biggest parts of my journey. And I didn't start with health. You know, I thought I did, but I didn't know. I didn't have the understanding. I didn't have the knowledge of health that I do today. You know, one thing that in my entire life, you know, I've had this in the back of my head that, you know, the only way I'm really going to make my spiritual ascension is if I were to give up eating meat and to become a vegetarian, because I always felt like there's no way I can ascend and get to where I truly want to be if I'm still lacking the empathy of life. Because people think, you know, we've been conditioned to look at humanity in a higher light than any other species. And that's through conditioning, obviously, and entitlement, which is from conditioning as well. But like, you have to ask yourself those questions, like, what entitles you to have to look at your life as more important than anybody else's or any other living creatures? Now, remember, these are my philosophies. You may not agree with this, and that's okay. But I'm just giving you some insight of how I started looking at things and how it changed my life. Because when you get on this spiritual journey, you start to realize that, you know what, we're all one. You know, quantum entanglement. We all intertwine with each other, and what I do affects not only this person, but everything. What we do affects nature, and what nature does affects us. So who am I to say that my life or another human's life is more important than a rabbit's life or a squirrel's life or any other living creature? So that's how I started looking at it. And that kind of steered me. Okay, well, first thing I need to do is I need to give up meat. And obviously there's amazing health benefits when you give up meat. But what I didn't understand is there's more to it, because you can give up meat and substitute it for meat-like substances, and you'll be unhealthier than when you started. You know, there's nothing worse that you can put in your body than processed food, because it's not real food. It's not, it was never living. I mean, it's a concoction made in a lab, right? That's imitating food. And that was the beginning of my spiritual path. I went vegetarian, but I did not eat well at all. And I gained weight and I was unhealthy. And really it took COVID. It took COVID to make me start to really dig deep into what true health was, because when you have governments and when you have authority, so-called authority figures trying to mandate things and trying to dictate which direction you're going to go and ultimately take control of your health, like, you need to know what you're getting into. Like, too many of us just literally follow, you know, get into that group thing and that hive mind to where we're like, well, everybody else is doing it, I'll just do it. And don't take health that seriously. Instead, they're worried about entertainment and pop culture and their job and finances and things that, you know, truly won't matter if you don't get your health right. And we're talking about like health for yourself and your family, your livelihood, right? So that pushed me to learn more. And I started going on this path, like, you know, I started grasping, trying to find different areas to give me some answers, because like the allopathic route, the medical system in this country, it just wasn't making sense to me. You know, this one line always comes in my head, you know, this one saying is like, nobody ever gives you what they already took. And that's kind of how I felt about the medical system. Like when you look at medicine, you look at vaccines and those things, like they're not going to give you something they're not already taking. And that was always in the back of my head. So then I stumbled upon the terrain model and dug deep into that, read up on it, bought some books on it, learned more and more and more about the terrain, your body. That's what the terrain motto is. It's your body. It's looking at health in a completely different viewpoint, from a completely different angle. Instead of worrying about everything that can make you sick, you take accountability and responsibility for your own body to not allow yourself to get into a diseased state. And think about how powerful that is. Think about that, for how powerful that is from a spiritual perspective, because spirituality is all about connection. It's all about oneness. It's all about understanding the power that you have and that you don't have to go outside of yourself to connect to source or God or whatever it is that you connect with. That's power. That's empowerment. And health should be the same way. That's why health and spirituality are connected, completely connected. When you think about oneness, you know, I think a lot of us have trouble attaining oneness because of all these outside distractions. Like the world is kind of set up to make you not really like yourself. In fact, hate yourself. So many different aspects, from the way school is, right? You go to school, you get thrown in there with a bunch of other kids that are your age, your peers that most likely have conditioned parents, most likely a lot of the times have parents that don't, you know, pay them enough attention and stuff like that. So they're going through their own childhood issues and they're projecting on you and you don't know how to handle it. And, you know, some kids are just nasty and just mean and you don't understand how to cope with those types of things. So now you question yourself and you have your own self-esteem issues, you know, because the communication in the household isn't good or whatever the case may be. So many different things that when you go through the school system you're, in other words, you're getting raised and put through a farm system with other people outside of the ones that should be the most influential. Like, your parents should be the most influential people in your life. But when you go through the school system, you're spending most of your time at school around other people and other parents' doings. So, like, it's built to steer you in a certain way. And then they pressure you and make you feel bad if you don't do well, and, you know, make you feel bad if you're behind, and put you in special things because, you know, you're 10 years old, but you're operating at what they consider an 8-year old's level. Things that kids should never have to deal with. You know, and it's not just school, you know, then you got, you know, religion's a whole nother story, because that completely molds you into a certain type of individual. But if you look at just the working class and the way that is as well, of how, you know, the school system kind of funnels you into the working class. So then you get out of school because and into a job that you really, really don't want to do, but you kind of been pressured to find something. Throughout the last 4 or 5 years of school, they just keep asking you, "What do you want to do? What do you want to do? What do you want to do?" So until you pick something, you know. So all these different things, all of them, affect truly like who you ultimately become. And health and diet just always ends up falling to the wayside. You're eating what's available. You're eating what your parents made for you. You're falling into those cultural traps, those generational curses. Oh, you know us as Hispanics, you know, we like our rice and our beans, and, you know, we like our pork and whatever the case may be. Oh, my mom ate it for her entire life and she's doing fine, and all this bullshit. All this bullshit. Never taking ownership, but never taught to take ownership. Because even when you're a kid, you know, you get taken to the doctor and, you know, you're taught to look at the doctor as an authority figure. Okay, it's the doctor. Whatever the doctor says, I'm going to follow. But people got to understand that doctors were trained within a certain system. So they're trained to treat you. They're not trained to give you preventative measures. They're not trained to be proactive. They're trained to be reactive. So once again, I'll go back, like, taking your health in your own hands is powerful. And that's the correlation with spirituality. It's powerful. To be able to wake up every day and have that accountability on yourself, man. To know that, you know, if you start having a healing crisis, see, that's what I'm going to speak on too. I'm going to teach you guys, like, when you get sick, it's a good thing. Let me say that again. When you get sick, it's a good thing. While society has told you your entire life that it's a bad thing. It, you know, we've been taught that you kind of get sick by, like, accident. You know what I'm saying? Like, oh shit, I got sick. I caught something. It must be a 24-hour bug. How many times have you heard that one? Sorry, slurping on my smoothie. Yeah, I mean, oh, I caught something. 24-hour bug, or I caught something from this person, or whatever the case may be. And then everything that happens with the result of that, as a result of that, you know, you attach it to whatever you thought got you sick in the first place, right? Oh, he must have passed something on to me, and that's causing me to sneeze and cough and have a fever, all these different things, right? Putting the accountability, the responsibility on somebody else. Instead of understanding how the body works. Now, that's not anybody's fault. You know, it's not like they teach these things in school. But once you start to, like, actually dive into this, you realize that At the end of the day, it can be really easy and basic. There are two sides of chemistry, right? There is the acidic side and the alkaline side. And sickness is a healing crisis based on what you have input into your body. Now, that's food. That is the environment as far as toxins go. And, you know, I am the belief it's also electricity. Now, electricity to me has more of a physical type of a physical effect on the body. But that can ultimately, you know, cause other issues within, you know, within the body, because we are electrical beings. Like, we are made of electricity. Like, a lot of the things that our body does is through energy. You know, your body digests, you defecate, you urinate, all these different things from the autonomic system. Like, you don't have to tell yourself to do those things. They automatically happen. Well, how does that happen? Through energy. So when you live in a world of electricity, constant electricity that they're just pumping more and more and more, that's going to affect your energy. So when you look at health, you know, you look at one side, the alkaline side, and you have the other side is the acidic side. And we need alkaline forming consumption. When we eat, we need to eat alkaline forming foods to balance out the acids in our body. When we add acid forming foods, then we have too much acidity in the body. And too much acidity causes a myriad of different issues, you know, and then your body creates mucus to protect the organs. And then eventually your body's going to have to get rid of that mucus. And if you look at damn near every symptom of almost every sickness, mucus is usually involved. Just think about it, right? So, but, you know, we're going to get deeper in that, you know, deeper into all that this season. But the main thing is, like I said, is the understanding how powerful it is to take health into your own hands. It's just extremely powerful. It's enlightening. It's empowering. It's sovereign in a way, because look, your body is yours. That is one thing they cannot take from you. Believe me, they try. They are trying. But this is the one thing that you do own, and it's the foundation of everything. It's the foundation of spirituality. And look, your diet, your health dictates your mood, your mental health, your cognitive abilities, all of it, your sexual energy, all of it affected by what you eat. And we're going to get into all that. And look, people get mad when it comes to diet. And I get it. I get it. People love their food. I get it. Food has become so communal. It's also become a form of entertainment, and more people are living to eat than eating to live, you know, especially in America. We've been spoiled in a lot of different ways. But it's important to understand that, you know, what you take in is going to have effects. And there's reasons for that. I mean, from the jump, I mean, we're eating the wrong foods. We're not eating our species specific diet. And I know I get a lot of hate for this. I get a lot of I shouldn't say hate. I wouldn't say hate. It's probably not the best word. More like angst. I make people uncomfortable. People get upset. That's a great word. But we're frugivores, plain and simple. I mean, our entire physiology tells us we're frugivores. Once again, if you go out and look in nature, who do we most resemble? The apes and gorillas. specifically the gorillas. Both frugivores. Now, people think frugivore is literally only eating fruit and like that's it and they don't eat anything else. No, that's not the case. You know, a frugivore eats fruits, leafy greens, seeds, nuts. Like that's what, that's a, that, that is based, that's the basis of a frugivore. Now, if you're in nature and you're not a domesticated person like we are, well, then you're going to eat anything to survive. So, yeah, you know, maybe a gorilla might eat some insects or something else just to survive. But that's not what, you know, their optimal diet is. But once we start understanding that, then we could start to make our decisions based on that. Because if getting sick and the root of all disease is based on what we're consuming, either food, toxins in the air, or electricity, then we can take control of that. We can take onus. You know, we could take accountability for it. And like I said, that's powerful, man. That's really powerful. I want to continue on the spiritual shit because look at it like this, right? When you look at spirituality, about connecting, you know, if we look at different modalities like aspects of it, like mindful habits and meditation and yoga and, you know, being around like-minded people and, you know, everything from psychedelics to whatever, you know, whatever floats your boat when it comes to spirituality. It's about connecting. It's about everybody becoming one. It's about the energy. Now, I want you to think about how you eat and what you eat. Think about how more connected to the earth, to the elements, to source you would be if you gave up eating. Number one, gave up eating other living creatures. Number one. And then number two, getting your body clean, getting your body performing at its optimal level or as close as possible to its optimal level. We've been there. We've been there before where we've tried to meditate or we've tried to do something or something got in the way or we're not feeling good or, you know, we're just not in the mood or whatever the case may be. When you're eating right, those things happen less and less. It's easier to connect. Like we were made this way for a reason. You know what I'm saying? Think about it. Like we were made this way for a reason. So it only makes sense that if we were eating our optimal diet or we're close enough to our optimal diet and are close enough to homeostasis when it comes to health, that we are going to connect on a spiritual level even that much more. And when we talk about consciousness levels, rising consciousness levels, the diet's important, just as important for that too. Because look, I get this all the time. You know, oh, we've been eating meat for millions and millions of years. Well, I get that. You have to understand, like this, look, this is my theory. This is my philosophy. But if you look at life, okay, first and foremost, the creator, whatever you think, however you think the world was created, you know, whether it be a god or gods or any entity or a source energy or, you know, Big Bang, whatever you think it is. The first humans were frugivores. And we all came from Africa. Those things I think we can agree on because, number one, we don't have the physical tools to kill an animal, skin an animal, and then we didn't even understand how to cook an animal, right? So what would be the easiest and most optimal food for the first humans? It'd have to be fruits. It would have to be fruits, leafy greens, nuts, and seeds. Number one, they're very satiating. They're appealing to the eye. They're easy for us to eat and pick. It only makes sense. Now, through time and migration, due to nature and other situations, you know, we can discuss that at a later time, but people migrated north. and it got cold and it wasn't tropical and you didn't have the plethora of fruits and leafy greens that you would in, say, Africa in the tropical climate. Well, then it became survival. And we're talking about consciousness levels here, right? Survival is the lowest consciousness level. It's the lowest frequency. Talking root chakra stuff here. In survival, what are you going to do? You're going to do whatever you can to survive the race, to survive yourself. And that's where meat eating was birthed. Now, what happened? Those individuals, Europeans, ultimately took over the world, conquered, and their customs came with them. So have, you know, people been eating meat for a long time? Yes. But that doesn't mean it was optimal. Because when we were created, the food on this planet was optimally created for us. No other animal on the planet has to work so hard to eat. You know what I'm saying? So why would we? It's that simple. To me, like I said, I like to keep things as basic as possible, as simple as possible, because in my opinion, the Creator ultimately created this world for all of us, for not just humans, but for every living creature on it. And nature always provides. So if nature always provides, then it makes sense to me that we would have be able to get our food as easy as every other animal. You know, our teeth, they're built for fruits. They're not built to go, you know, chase down a fucking, I don't know, a pig and eat it. You know what I'm saying? We can't do that. So we're talking about spiritual connection, trying to connect to the Creator, or trying to connect to the higher self, or trying to connect to, you know, just the collective consciousness. Then we have to be our best self. And being our best self is making sure that we are in our best health and eating the best foods that are optimally built for us. That's just the way I see it. And people get upset. I understand, you know, and people want to find anything they can to refute what I'm saying. And that's fine. You know, that's part of it. You know, I implore everybody to do their own due diligence. You know, don't just listen to me and say, oh, shit, RL said it, so it must be real. No. I want you to do your own due diligence and, you know, make that conscious decision once you do that due diligence. But don't allow a society to tell you and dictate what you eat and dictate what your health's going to be and then dictate how they're going to fix it. I mean, I think we can all agree that shit. What goes on with the medical system and big pharma and what you see on TV every day is such a fucking farce, man. It is all by design. All by design. You drive down the street, what do you see? You see a Whataburger, a McDonald's, a Burger King, a Chili's, a Jason's Deli, you know, a Schlotzky's, a Jack in the Box. Right. You see all these different places making it easy, convenient for people to spend their money and buy food that is ultimately going to get them sick or get them on the path to disease. And then when they get on the path to disease, what do? They got to go to the doctor and the doctor is going to prescribe them a medicine. And then they're going to be not only take that medicine, but be hooked on that medicine to the point where they need a surgery or they're diagnosed with cancer and then they got to go that route. Do you know the average person who gets cancer spends over $150,000 on either chemo, radiation or their medication? Like, it's all by design. And COVID taught us that because, you know, when it came to essential, keeping the essential businesses open, you know, they kept KFC and fucking McDonald's and Chick-fil-A open as if that shit's essential. No, that's the shit that's going to get your ass sick. But it's all by design. All of it. Look, I've been saying this for a while, but society, the powers that run this, ultimately want to separate yourself, separate you from yourself. And they do it in a bunch of different ways. But the core of it all is your health. They play on your emotions, okay? And what are people scared of more than anything? It's getting sick and death. Plain and simple. Yeah, they might be scared of snakes and spiders and shit like that, or heights. But getting sick and death are the two things that most people are afraid of most. So they play on that emotion to orchestrate an unhealthy society. It's sad, but it's fucking true. It's true. But that's where we're going with this. You know, this is just an intro. This is the basics. This is just me letting you know that, look, it's time for you all to look in the mirror, do that self audit on yourself, and start to ask yourself some of these questions. You know, the next time you get a stuffy nose, or next time you have a cough or a sore throat, or the next time you have allergies and you reach for that Claritin or that Zyrtec, wants you to think twice. I truly do. And ask yourself, okay, why is this happening? It's a simple question. Why is this happening? Like everything in life, you should ask those types of questions. Don't just take the answer at face value. Dig a little bit. I mean, this is your life. This is your health. I use this analogy a lot. Like people will go all out in their research and their due diligence when it comes to things like, which car should I buy? Or, you know, which house should I get? Which neighborhood should I live in? Are the schools good here? You know, what are the taxes like? You know, what's the job? What's the economy? Is there crime? All these different things, which matter. They matter. Don't get me wrong. You know, or if they're getting a car, you know, what's the gas mileage like? What's the resale value? Is it safe? You know, does it have, what type of technology package does it have? What's the monthly payment going to look like? What's the interest rate? You know, this, that, and the other. All important stuff when you're making major purchases. But they don't put what, a tenth of the effort in when it comes to their health. They just take everything at face value. Why? The next time anything happens, the next time your foot hurts, ask yourself why. Ask yourself why. You know, your joints are hurting. You know what I mean? Like your nose feels like it's burning. You got eye boogers, whatever. Like you're balding, whatever. Ask yourself why. Why is this happening? Now, you may have been fed some basic ass answers like, oh, it's just genetics. You know what I'm saying? Oh, you know what? You know what I'm saying? Raul at work had a sore throat. That's probably where I got it from. Basic ass shit. I want you to dig deeper. What's really happening when you have a sore throat? Like, what is actually happening? And when you start to dig, you start to go on that down that rabbit hole, you start to realize, like, oh shit, it's all me. And I could prevent it. Couple benefits that happened to me just when I went vegetarian. Right. I wasn't even a healthy vegetarian just by giving up meat. Number one, I had really bad stomach issues, like what they would diagnose as IBS, like just really bad stomach issues all the time. And I was told that it's hereditary. I probably got it from my mom, and that I was lactose intolerant, even though it would happen sometimes, but it wouldn't happen others. And never did any tests on me. This was just based on what I told them was happening. I give up meat. Gone. Now, my stomach wasn't perfect. But as far as as bad as it was, oh man, it improved tremendously. Second thing was eczema. I used to get eczema everywhere. Well, what they call eczema, I should say. You're going to hear me do that a lot, what they call, because at the end of the day, there's really only two sicknesses, and they just have different levels, and that is acidosis and toxemia. And really, they're pretty much the same thing as well. But yeah, like I used to get eczema on my eyelids, behind my ears, my elbows inside and out, my knees. Underneath my knees, my hips, my back, the back of my neck, everywhere. Gave up meat, almost gone. Gave up gluten, 100% gone. It's all about asking questions and understanding what's truly happening with the body, because look, most doctors you go to and you say you got eczema, they're going to give you a steroid cream, but they're never, which is a reactive response. They're never, most, I can't say never, I hate using absolutes. Like most of the time, they are not going to look for the root of the issue. I'm asking you out there to do that. You deserve that. I'm passionate about this, y'all. And look, I'm still on my journey. Like, it's not like I'm 100% frugivore, just walking around, just eating perfectly all the time. I don't. But my key, and neither do I expect any of you out there to do. If you get to that point, that's amazing. But understanding how the body works, understanding the food we're supposed to be eating, understanding optimal health will help you throughout the rest of your life. Because you know now that if I go out on a Monday night and eat a steak with a potato and some corn and a glass of wine, maybe two glasses of wine, and then I get a dessert, you know that, okay, I might need to fast a little bit to allow my body to recoup. And we'll get into that. We'll get into what that means by like recouping, because remember, we are all energy. Remember that I talked about that autonomic nervous system. That is ultimately what makes your body do what it does. And it's all energetic. You don't push a button to tell your body to digest, but it does it. It does it automatically. And when you eat shit like that, it is a massive burden on the body. And if you continuously, so if you ate all that Monday night and then you wake up Tuesday morning, you have a cup of coffee with some eggs and some bacon and some toast, man, you are fucking putting your body through hell, through a fucking class 5 hurricane, straight up. And most people do that daily and wonder, number one, whether they might be overweight, or they have all these health issues. They have allergies and constant stuffy nose and constantly sick, things like that. And we'll get deeper into this too. On the other side, some people don't get sick at all. And they think, oh, I just have an iron stomach. No, what's happening is your body has lost the vitality to even have a healing crisis. So what's happening? It's just backing up in the body until you fuck around and have some massive, massive healing crisis. There's 7 stages of disease. And if you're not having colds and flus and you're eating like shit, you're skipping a lot of those early stages of disease and you're jumping into like inflammation and deeper than that. But we're just not educated on it. So that's what we're going to do. We're going to talk about all that. I can't. When you talk about mind, body and soul, that's where the body comes in. And the body's the foundation of it all. Because your mind is not sharp if your body ain't right. You know, you hear a lot of people talk about the stomach having a, you know, being the second brain. That's real shit. You know, you start to look into the microbiome. I mean, that's real, real shit. The body is the foundation of it all. The mind, body, and spirit, the body is the foundation of it all. You're going to connect with spirit, yourself, source, collective consciousness better when you are healthy, when you're eating what you're supposed to eat. And your mind will be sharp. You see all these cognitive issues in the world right now, from ADHD to autism to Alzheimer's, all rising astronomically. That's not by coincidence, people. Like, you got to remember, here's what's crazy is, like, we're in 2023 right now. The processed foods that we eat now weren't around 100 years ago. The amount of medicines and vaccines that were taken, shit, weren't around 20 years ago, 20, 30 years ago. Remember, after the Vaccine Act in 1986, I think it was 86, might be 85. I think it was 86, though. Like, when they basically took the accountability away from the corporations that were making these fucking vaccines, shit, everybody, shit, vaccines went through the fucking roof. You know, there was like less than 10 vaccines that somebody had to take in the 80s. Now it's close to 30. Not 30 different ones, but over 30 times. That's chemicals continuously throughout your throughout childhood that kids are taking. And we'll get into the vaccine talk a little later, but it's just, it's making you see the reality of it, people. Like, the world's been around for a very long time, but what we're consuming now was not around for, has not been around for a very long time. And that's just not the food aspect, that the toxins in the air. And, you know, obviously you got toxin, you know, we have more vehicles. There weren't vehicles around 100 years ago. And the electricity. I implore everybody to read the book, The Invisible Rainbow, and that will change your life when it comes to how you look at electricity. And now we're in the electric car era, where now you're having governments mandate that you drive electric cars. That's more electricity. We're in the 5G era. More electricity. Shit is getting real, people. So look, you got to take control of this. Empower yourself. It is a beautiful thing. All right. I hope you guys enjoyed this first episode of season 5. This is the 100th episode of Minds Like Minds. Decided to go live on IG today. So anybody listening on Apple Podcasts or Spotify or any other, or Akasha Flicks, you know, you can follow me on IG at RL Melpica. You can see the video of this. But we're going to get into it, guys. We're going to get into all of it. Leave comments, send me questions, whatever you need. I'm here to answer. I don't know everything, but, you know, I got resources. So ultimately, I'm all about the collective consciousness of the world, us all being healthy. I'm passionate about it. And I just want, hey, I want people to be happy, and I want people to take their power back. At the end of the day, that's really what I want. Take your power back. Like, you don't understand how powerful you are. We're going to get you there. So you can follow me, like I said, on all social platforms at RL Malpica. Make sure you check out Akasha Flicks. That's where you get all the videos, all the archived videos of Minds Like Minds, as well as a plethora of other stuff. It is literally an Akashic Records of mindful and spiritual content. Definitely check us out. I am out of here, y'all. Peace.